Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The New South Wales dynasty has begun.
And the celebrations now really begin. This has been one of the truly great origin performances.
Freddie's Blues destroyed Queensland in Game 2.
The New South Wales Blues have crushed the Queenslander Rose
to seal their third series in 4 years.
State of origin, it doesn't get better than this.
Now they are chasing a feat only achieved by 3 New South Wales teams ever, a Blues clean sweep. It's been 21 long years, but tonight we can rub those cane toads' noses in it and make it the biggest Blues whitewash in history. Oh, and to make it even better, we can do it in front of their home crowd again. So New South Wales fans, grab your brooms because tonight is a party. For our great mates at Ream and Macca's, it's Queensland versus New South Wales. Live at Seabus Super Stadium. Triple M rocks Origin. Origin, bring it on.
I assume our Queensland audience got a different opener to the one we just heard. Hello, everybody.
I hope they did.
It is possibly historic. Well, it is historic tonight because it's the first time Origin comes to the Gold Coast and they are queuing up. There are huge lines. It's great to see. This place should be jam-packed by the time we get the kickoff in about an hour. And the unwanted history on Queensland's part, if they lose, it'll be the biggest clean sweep ever. You know, how can it be the clean sweep's a clean sweep? Well, for and against wise, already 76-6. If New South Wales win, they'll improve on that. So it'll be the biggest mismatch in Origin history. Hard to believe only 9 months ago it was Queensland that were lifting the shield. So a lot of pride at stake for the Maroons. They're at home once again. And for the Blues, the opportunities don't come along too often to clean sweep. Think of those wonderful Queensland teams from 2006 to 2015. They got very few opportunities to clean sweep the Blues, and only once they actually succeeded. That's how hard it is. Mark Geyer, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler here as we bring you Triple M footy and prime time for Canadian Club, where the bad sweater is back and it's badder than ever before. Wendell, I'm going to start with you. Yep. What are your feelings coming into this game here? Because, boy, oh boy, it's been a rough couple of weeks, a rough few weeks for you as a Maroon.
Yeah, it has. Look, I'm nervous. I think I said before the series I was nervous. I just knew that Queensland have to play their best to even get close, but this New South Wales thing's very good, but we've been very disappointing. I just felt we haven't had much direction from our senior leaders. You know, when we got into field position, DCE and Cam Munster, who I love, just at the moment, he's just getting outplayed in all facets. So tonight I expect a big game from him, but we've just been dominated too easy. Obviously, 50 points in the first game, to be beaten 26-0 at home. And let's be honest, Queensland tried their boys.
Yeah.
Queensland tried their hardest. I reckon New South Wales left a few tries sort of out there. Obviously, Cam Murray in the right-hand corner, he dropped it, and it just got boring for him. And we talk about rallying for the Maroon blood, and this is going to be a massive effort because I'm nervous. I know Caelan Ponga comes in. They get a couple of ins, but, geez, New South Wales, they're a good side, but Queensland, they've been disappointing this series.
Gerds, it's a big night for Mitch Moses. He gets an Origin debut. I wonder what sort of pressure he'll be feeling because he's got a hell of a team around him, but then again, he's carrying a 2-0 lead here, so he won't want to be the guy that's responsible for them missing out on a sweep.
Regardless, Dan, of the position that the team's in going into this game, it's all about the pressure you put on yourself, and there's a different pressure at Origin level where you just don't want to let anyone else around you down. And he'll carry that pressure into not looking around going, these guys have just had, you know, two amazing wins. They're in sync. They're well connected. Now, the last thing I want to do is get on there and stuff this up for them. So it'll be simple messages from Freddie. For Mitch, it'll be, you know, kick long, chase hard, defend well. And, you know, we're all talking about Latrell. We're all talking about Tommy. We're all talking about the edges of New South Wales. Well, he needs to make sure that those guys get enough football. And the opportunities will come for him to run the ball on the back of some momentum, and he won't be able to help himself. But other than that, it's kick, it's chase, it's defend well, and it's feed the boys on the outside.
MG, as I say hello to you, is this the best Blues team ever?
Good evening, boys. I've got to say, if they beat Queensland and beat them well, they're definitely in the conversation with the likes of 96, 2000, 1986 for New South Wales. They're definitely in the conversation. Do they have to do this?
I think there's longevity.
That's right.
You need longevity.
They've done it 3 out of 4. So it's the start of a dynasty. It might be a din.
The first three letters.
Yeah, it's a din. The Aston might come after it. Look, it's that Queensland team, as you mentioned, what, from 2006 to 2017, or was it all?
Well, the 2013, sorry, was the streak.
Yeah, then
they lost one, but then won the next three. So it really was a 12-year run where they won 11 series.
Yeah, 11 out of 12 in that amount of time. And look, it's so hard to do the clean sweep. Since 1982, when we went to a three-game series in Origin, New South Wales have only done it 3 times. Queensland have only done it 4. The last one being 2010 from Queensland and 2000 for New South Wales. There's a reason for that. It's bloody so hard to do. But this New South Wales team at the moment, especially with the Twin Towers, with Turbo and Latrell either side of the ruck, they're just so potent.
But this is a clean sweep, boys, I don't think we've ever seen before. Because even the one that, you know, the last one that New South Wales did in 2000, I had a good chat to Gordy about it on air on Sunday. The first two games were really competitive to the point where they could have gone either way at the back end of the game. And that was the one where Gordon was sent off in game one, and then it was on the back of a knock-on from a try that allowed us to get into the lead. And even though they're comparing the amount of points scored, the deficit wasn't what we're seeing now. You know, Queensland scored points. They were in the contest for those two games, and then the third one was the one that we went on and got the job done. But nothing like the dominance we've seen in this series so far.
Now, Dobbo has the plum job tonight because, I'll tell you what, this stadium, it's a bugger of a joint to get to. It's one road in, one road out. But when it's full, it is the equal of Amy Park, Bankwest Stadium, the new stadium in Townsville for atmosphere. Dobbo, as I say hello to you, is it actually going to be jam-packed? And boy, aren't you going to be a busy boy over the next few weeks?
Yeah, we certainly are, but it's all part of the deal. Good evening, guys. Well, I can say this. I've been to Cbus Super, I think, since it was opened, and I've really never, only on occasions, have seen the back rows of the northern and southern stands full, and there are people in those seats as we speak. So as we fill nicely, you would think, we know the first 20,000 sold in the blink of an eye. They said it's going to be close to a complete sellout tonight, which is 27,000. And look, our thoughts are to everybody in New South Wales at the moment and what is going on down there. I think it's great that the Gold Coast get an opportunity for Origin, and I think it's the once and only time, and it's a beautiful stadium and everything like that. But there is a little bit of it that feels that, gee whiz, I would have loved to have seen New South Wales for their own, raise their shield in front of their own fans tonight. And part of me feels that they deserve that, because what you've said is right. This side from New South Wales has been outstanding, and I will bring in the greatest who has ever played Origin for Queensland, and Wally Lewis, who's next to me as we speak. Wallen, I know as much as you love to hate New South Wales, you share the same sentiments. They're an amazing side.
Well, plenty of them love to hate me, Dobbo, I know that, but you're right. This is a remarkable team, the way that they've managed to bond together, and they've got the backbone, of course, of a very strong, the best team in the NRL at the moment, and they've had some wonderful players parked around them, and certainly the attack that they've displayed in this series is as good as I've ever seen it in State of Origin football. A lot of people are suggesting that it's not that good a Queensland side. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait a long time into history to find out whether that's right or not, but this is one hell of a State of Origin team from New South Wales. I wish them all the worst tonight, and I hope Queensland can win, but boy oh boy, Queensland going to have to be at their absolute best if they're going to be any chance here this evening.
I'll go up to you guys in a minute, but Wally, you called yourself Triple M's Wally Lewis this afternoon on my show, which love because you're part of that.
Mate, I'm in your family, Dobbo. Yeah, why would I be happy?
Good on you, mate. But you actually tipped New South Wales tonight, true?
Oh, my God.
I did. I said it's impossible not to tip New South Wales. I hope Queensland win, and I'm sure that they're going to go out there. There will be a little bit of uncertainty in the halves combination for New South Wales, and I don't mean that as an insult, but when you're looking at Cleary and the form that he's been displaying so far this series, it is absolutely first first class.
He's not there, though. That weakens them a lot.
Oh, yeah. It certainly will weaken them. And you've got to, you know, almost suggest that it is a very strong Penrith grid that they've got. To take them to those guys out is certainly going to make it feel uncomfortable. But I'm sure that they still will produce a very good performance. Brad Fittler has got them involved in a pattern of play which has been very easy for them to adopt. And I think that they're one of the best, greatest ever State of Origin sides, although there will be many people from Queensland suggesting that this hasn't been our strongest side.
Leave it there. Well, up to you, boys.
King, thank you very much. I love that he's calling himself Triple M's Wally Lewis. That's, mate, you've undersold yourself, my friend. You could have gotten more of an earn out of us for doing that.
Should Paul Green, the tax man down there, he's taken half of it.
Should Paul Green be judged only on the first two games, or should tonight have a bearing on his future?
Oh, tonight certainly should have a bearing on his future. You know, sometimes it does take a little while to get used to a coach, and this will probably raise an eyebrow or two, but just remember Wayne Bennett's iteration.
It was a clean sweep, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and I can tell you that he was not a happy man. He was very determined to succeed. I was his captain, and we spoke for considerable periods of time trying to work out what we had to do to knock over New South Wales to make sure that our game plan was a lot better, but we just weren't capable of doing it, and Bennett still regards that as one of the most painful moments of his coaching career. He's gone on to become arguably the best coach in the game, and certainly racked up records left, right and centre, but State of Origin football is a little bit different to club football, and I think everybody that's been there certainly agrees with that as quick as possible.
Hey, well, mate, what do you make of Cam Munster and DCE? I think we've had field position different times and we haven't taken those opportunities. Do you put that back on them, or do you think it's just a lack of cohesion?
Well, it could be a little lack of cohesion, but I think they've had enough time playing together to understand each other's game absolutely perfectly. Does that put the blame on them? Well, no, but we've also got to remember that it's a team that's playing under a new coach, perhaps a new pattern of play that they're sticking to, but we've spent enough time giving New South Wales enormous raps for how strong they are. So I can't say that, you know, the Greenie has been to blame for this. Certainly the team is going to take a little while to get back into the strengths that they were once displaying.
Hey, while the Queensland jersey has been built around passion and desire and that underdog tag, and it's always been raw, you know, worn with raw emotion, and that's what you get when you see Queensland run out onto the field. That's what you see when someone delivers a message for Queensland in the post-game press conferences. Has that been a little bit lacking from the Queenslanders during this series?
I don't know whether that's right or not. I haven't been close enough to the team to make a judgment on whether it has been poorly treated by the current players. I brought up a fact before about this New South Wales team. This is as good as I've seen. Certainly the ones that, you know, when you were playing, that was as good as well. They were a remarkable side. Queensland, they're going through a little bit of a learning process here, getting used to playing with a group of blokes, and I probably think it could be another couple of years before we see this Queensland team reach their full strengths. They're certainly a long way off it.
Anyway, King, we've got to let you go. You've got some commitments.
Thanks, 30 Rob.
Year anniversary, you and MG going toe to toe. You can't cash in on it this year. I mean, you've cashed in on it the other 29 years. God bless you.
I have. I don't know why, but I have.
Good on you, mate.
See, well, as long as he just doesn't throw another one of those punches that will knock me out with, I'll be happy. Ka-ching!
See you, Walt. I can't believe the King's tipping New South Wales. That's how dire things are.
I don't know why you guys are surprised. Before the series started, I said, we're going to find this hard to win. And other Queensland, if you're being honest, I looked at that New South Wales team. The balance that Freddie had it, we're going to have to play absolute best in game one to get that.
Yeah, but you blokes are never on it. You always say, yeah, they're a great team, but I've got to tip Queensland.
Yeah, I think within the last couple of years, like, I think I tipped New South Wales. I don't like
that. No, of course not. And so hypothetically, but, okay, so yeah, hypothetically, yeah, we say that this game goes along the scripts and New South Wales win by 24 points.
Yeah.
Is this the worst Queensland team we've ever seen?
Well, it's going to have to be, of course. It's going to have to be. Simple as that. Like, I think they need 26.5 points, I think, New South Wales. And it will be, unfortunately. Yeah. And I played in that 2000 side, and I think...
But that was, as I was just talking about, that was a close series.
I know.
Was a blowout. Yeah,
well, there was a dodgy decision in game one.
Absolutely, mate.
There was a knock on.
Yeah. I think it was Terry Hill.
Yeah, that's right. And Peachy scored the try. Yeah, he'll knock the ball off. Then Gordy got himself sent off for calling Billy a cheat.
Yep.
Now we've got some team news here. Dale Finucane will start. So I think we thought Payne Haas might have started, but Dale Finucane straight from the number 18 role. Once Daniel Saifidi was out early in the preparation, Finucane was in. He starts, so it's a Finucane-Paulo front row. And for Queensland, Big Tino comes in with Jai Arrow unavailable. And Tom Flegler will make his Origin debut tonight in jersey number 20 with Frank Molo, who played earlier in the series. So Molo and Flegler. Remember, no day for Fida. He was suspended.
Yep.
So... boy, oh boy, big night for Tom Flegler on debut, the Hammer on debut, Mitchell Moses on debut, and Arpi Korosau. He's been in it around for a long time, but he makes his debut as well, Wendell.
Yeah, look, for me, I don't know what Cohen Hess has done. Like, Cohen Hess was 18th man, and then he's just sort of, he's just gone back and back and back. And even Flegler, I like Flegler as a player, but, you know, they're obviously looking towards the future, but...
Has Hess done much in the last few years?
Yeah, but, I mean, you would know that Paul Green's had Cohen Hess at his club there, his old club there, for a long period of time, so you wouldn't think that decision would be based around one game.
Yeah, because he was 18th man there at first game or something, and then he's, I don't know, he might have went back to the club and didn't play that well. They might have thought...
Yeah, I think that's backwards. What... Because that was four in a row, Cowboys now.
Yeah, I suppose,
so,
yeah.
So,
but, yeah... But Flegler for me is a good player, but I think he's got a few mistakes in and around his game. But, you know, he's certainly a player of the future.
All right, let's take a break. We've got a lot to get through. Dobbo roaming Cbus Super Stadium to get us all the big stars as Triple M rocks. State of Origin, Canadian club, bring us primetime, and Maccas and Ream Hot Water, of course, bring us Triple M footy.
Thanks to Ream and McDonald's. Let's go! Triple M rocks State of Origin.
Yes, indeed. We're about 45 minutes away, a little bit less, actually, from kickoff between the Blues and the Maroons. Well, I've got to say the Maroons first. It's their home game here as Triple M rocks the footy, the Gold Coast, the venue, as we do it for Maccas and for Ream Hot Water. Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, Mark Guy, Dan Ganane, Ben Dobbin with us as well. I've got to imagine, gents, we would have talked about the disruption of Jai Arrow and that drama, but I imagine... it's been a hell of a week for all of them. They would have had the New South Wales blokes in particular have been away from home, and then they've got to organise family to get on planes and pack up and organise all the things that come with that. That is not an easy thing to... And some of the Queensland blokes as well who live in Sydney, it's can't be the easiest preparation for a big game.
No, I'm emotionally draining. You know, that these... we saw the Shaun Johnson footage the other night after the game against the Warriors where... I think Jake Duke from Fox basically told him there that, mate, you're before we get to the game, have you just heard the news while you're playing?
And he was filthy.
His face, he went white with that. He said, "Oh my god!" And so yeah, it's look, we always talk about these football players being so well paid, and but they're earning every cent in the last 18 months because what they're doing, both our sport and the AFL, jumping through hoops to keep the game going. AFL's gone to Melbourne, every team.
Yeah.
Every one of our teams, besides Melbourne, have gone up to Brisbane to keep the season alight. It's a massive move from every player, and it's got to hurt. Queenslanders would be rocked by the fact that one of their best, most popular players got kicked out of camp for breaking protocol. And New South Wales, on the other hand, well, they've been told that they could be in Queensland for up to 2, maybe 3 months.
Maybe three.
So, yeah.
I mean, there's 8 weeks of home and away, and then a month of finals.
Yep.
So it's a tough call for a guy that's just a little gregarious, isn't it, really?
Or like Aaron Woods, whose kid was due today.
Yeah.
Second kid was due today.
Yeah, so it's...
What's gregarious mean, by the way?
Oh, he likes company.
Oh, yeah.
Jai.
Yeah. Well, that's who he's talking about, was he?
Well, Gerds, I'm a very naive person, and I truly believe he was on his own at the strippers, and that he didn't have teammates with him. But I'm naive. I'm wonderfully naive. Dave Fifita out as well, which you forget because that happened early in the week also. Right, I read an interesting article today. we do expect, and it's sort of nasty to talk about someone being sacked, but I think we all expect that Paul Green will probably be moved on, right? Whether it's right or wrong, you know, that's another debate. There's not much there. Wayne Bennett's an obvious one you can bring back. Well, he's got to want to do it. And Billy Slater's been talked about. But where else can they go?
Gerd said something tonight on the rush hour which just blew my mind. And I thought, whoa.
Well, I think, and my question
left
to...
Left field, I tell you, that's a great left field.
I think my question to Wally was all about, you know, what the Queensland jersey represents to the Queensland people. And I think it's, you know, so far from my perspective this year, you know, the party lines have been almost rolled out from Queensland, from the coach and from the captain at the presses. There's been no real emotion. There's been no connection with the people and what Origin means. And I think that's what Queensland are all about. They need to see something. They need to be represented by something at that level. And I feel like at the moment, they probably don't feel like that's happened to them since they've gone from Wayne Bennett and that win last year and the charisma that was showed during that whole series into this year where they've just been, you know, lost for words and haven't really had any answers. So I think they need to find someone that's actually been involved in Origin for a long time. They need to find someone that can walk into the Origin arena and command respect for what they've done at Origin level and, you know, for the kind of person that they are with a little bit of a coaching experience. And that's why I came up with a guy called Brad Thorne, because he's obviously coaching at the moment in the Reds. And he's a guy that he's held high in regard in Origin arenas.
You know what? It's a bad sign. We're 40 minutes from kickoff, and Wendell is already filthy on the world.
Mate, he's in rugby. He's doing a great job there. He can't just come straight over back to rugby league and coach. You've got guys like Billy Slater. Mate, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, Billy's got no coach. He's got no coach.
Doesn't matter.
Experience.
Just have another. Look, bring Wayne Bennett in and get
but
Billy
Wayne
out of
it for
you.
Wayne doesn't want to do it.
Mate, Wayne will do it for the right price. Like,
that's true.
100%.
That's okay. True.
But I'll just say, right. Even as a Queenslander, I'm not happy with this. I was sitting in the car from Wollongong hearing you talk about dynasties and whatever. Like, yeah, no, I'm not happy with what's happening. But look, I appreciate you trying to help us get another coach, but we will find another coach, Gerd.
Okay.
And I understand what you're saying with Brad Thorne, but he's so entrenched in rugby at the moment.
Let me describe the body language. Wendell.
He was disappointed.
Inching away, and he's sitting side on to Gerd. Like, he just can't bear to look at
he
him.
He hasn't been happy with me all night.
Because he knows what's coming. He knows he's in for 3 hours of torture.
No, the boys, you know what? Sometimes you get what you deserve, and over the years I've given Gerds plenty and sort of got into him and even MG, but look, and I know how Gerds feels now when I was trying to pick the New South Wales team and like now it's the shoes on the foot. I don't like it one bit. I don't like people trying to pick our team, pick our coaches. I agree, Paul Green's not the man for the job. Paul Green's found it hard, and I'll tell you why, because not the NRL coaching job is different to an Origin. Just the way that he's also faced the media as well. Like, I know that he has got the personality of Wayne Bennett, you know, and guys like that, but I just haven't liked the way that he's handled it. Some of his selections, I know JT's been there and Nate Moles on the coaching panel, but when you put Kurt Capewell in the centres two games in a row against Tom Trbojevic, mate, that falls on the head coach.
Yeah.
So there's other selections as well, but I know that Gerd's through that left field, but for us, there's only one man. And you know what? Even if Wayne does coach Queensland next year, this side is unbelievable. We just have to appreciate they're a good side, but yeah.
I think if you come in as a coach and you win an Origin series in your first series, there's a fair bit of luck involved because you don't really know what to expect. And I remember, you know, speaking to Freddie a few times after the 18 series and the 19 series and how much time and energy went in to putting that six-week period together. Mm. Not just talking about pathways and some of the other parts of it and the development phases, but actually putting that 6 weeks together, it takes time to understand what that looks like. So for Paul Green to come in, a guy that obviously hasn't been involved in Origin, I don't think he was ever, you know, an assistant coach or he never sort of came through the system. He played, he might have played half a dozen or so Origin games, but a long, long time ago when he's only used to coaching at an NRL level. For him to come in and have an immediate impact is probably a little bit unrealistic. So if Queensland have said that he's the man for the job moving forward, they at least need to give him a couple of years to get his head around the concept and be able to plan a proper campaign and not after one series.
But good, we've heard noises, they haven't been happy.
They're the state that they pick and stick and it's all this and we give everyone a chance.
Here we go.
And they're going to dump a coach after what, one series, after two games?
And if he's a failure, what are you going to what are you going to do sticking with him for another year?
Yeah.
Well, give him a chance to learn what Origin is all about from a coaching perspective.
If the shoe was on the other foot, he was a Blues coach.
No way. No way in the world, mate. When have we had a coach for one season? Look, New South Wales.
Okay, but also,
when have we ever done that?
I know, but also, look.
Tell me.
I have to think. Bellamy had 3 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of joy.
Laurie Daly had probably...
He had a couple of years.
No, when it's wrong, it's wrong.
I do think,
It's all about the aura. Yeah. You've got to have someone who walks in. And don't forget, Freddie's coached most of these...
Yeah, through that.
Are you telling me, boys, are you telling me that if Green came in on the back of Mal with Smith and Thurston and Cronk and Slater, that he would have lost the series?
Yes.
You're telling me you would have lost the series?
Mal Meninga's a great man manager. So is Freddie.
Yeah.
You've got to be a man. That 6 weeks, as you mentioned, so much goes into it. It's a hit. Like Freddie said to us earlier in the year about the Origin last year, he wasn't fit enough. I said, what do you mean by not fit enough? He goes, I was underdone. This is a grueling marathon, a 6 week marathon that we undertake. And if you're not up to it and you don't get enough sleep as a coach, or you don't get eat right as a coach, or train your ass off as a coach, you can't perform as a coach.
Stones are left unturned.
Yeah. And it's a beast.
Yeah. Dobbo, what have you got?
Yeah, well, just interesting that Queensland are warming up out in the field. I don't think that's ever happened before in Origin. I'm just watching it at the moment. As we speak, we've got the Queensland backline warming up. Anyway, leave that alone. MG, I have a feeling that New South Wales will be doing the same thing very shortly, because they've got the cones out down their end as well.
There's probably not space in these change rooms.
Aren't big enough.
Okay.
But I just want to give a couple of things. Brad Thorne just signed a 2-year deal with Queensland Rugby Union, so he won't be coaching next year. That's the first one.
Doing a great job out there, though, Rodolfo, isn't he?
He's a wonderful. They won the Australian Championship this year.
There was four teams in it. That's awesome.
Leave it alone, Wendell. You're a rugby man as well. Yeah. That's why they call you the Jewel. Now, listen, Wayne Bennett, I believe, will be in charge of the Queensland Rugby League from the performance department next year. I don't think he'll be the coach. I think he'll be the bloke who appoints the coaches and who coaches, and he'll oversee it. That is if he isn't with an NRL side next year. My understanding is that he will have a role in the sense that he will look after the academies, he'll put the programs in place, he'll be the person that fronts the media when the kind of Jai Arrow saga goes on, not leaving it to the coach. He'll be the person that appoints the coachings, the assistants, and helps guide them, and that would lead them to a Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, a sort of a junior coach coming in and be guided by Wayne Bennett. That's what, if Paul Green isn't the coach, that's my understanding what will happen next year.
I'd cop that Wayne Bennett overseeing, because Cam Smith, you know, like when you hear Cam Smith, I know Billy's worked with the back three and the outside five in the Melbourne Storm. Bellamy told me that last year, but Cam Smith, for me, that's very enticing.
You said something interesting, Dobbo, if he's coaching next year. Now, we all assumed what would happen with Wayne. He'd finish up this year with South. He'd go to the new South East Queensland club starting in 2023, but next year putting it together, and that'd dovetail nicely. Well, it's less and less likely we're going to have this new team, certainly by 2023. So what the hell's Wayne going to do? Because he's going too well to just hang it up, and it doesn't seem like the bloke that wants to hang it up.
No, well, I think that's why. I think 2024 is the year that this side, if it does come in, will come into. So that leaves a year sabbatical, and my understanding is that that's what Wayne would like to do. And I think he's got a pretty strong relationship with the chairman at the moment, Bruce Hatcher, so I just think it'll be a little phone call.
Well, is he going to survive that bloke? He's been reprehensible these last 6 weeks.
Well, I don't think it was Bruce Hatcher's fault, the whole Billy Slater fault.
But trying to diversionary tactics like, let's relocate the Cronulla Sharks here a day after they lost 50-6 or 26. Anyway, that's my personal beef. But anyway, let's let that go.
Very valid as well. Listen, guys, I've got an Origin legend just here with me while we speak. I know we're on the hop. Sam Thiday, we'll come back to you in a minute, mate. I know you're ready there, but obviously there's so much. He's got to weigh in very shortly as well. New South Wales, they're warming up on the field as well, MG. They're up there. You can hear the boos as we speak. They're all out there warming up.
Stay there, Dobber, because we've got to take a break. We're already running behind, which is odd when the game hasn't even started. But Triple M rocking the footy. We do it live here. Seabus Super Stadium, the venue. It's filling up nicely on a beautiful Wednesday night. And we do it for Canadian Club.
Thanks to McDonald's.
They celebrated Origin try.
And Ream. Triple M Ross. State of Origin.
Yeah, prime time for Canadian Club. Change of pace, MG, Gerds and Wendell. Who wants to play for a Kit Kat Chunky Bar?
Oh. Play what?
It's a quiz.
Yes.
It's a quick quiz.
I'll play.
You're in.
I'm in.
Okay.
I love a Kit Kat.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
There are 13... This is the 13th venue ever used in State of Origin.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the Kit Kat Chunky if you can name 12 of them. I'll let you off with one. Can you name 12 of the 13 State of Origin venues, and you can include tonight's as the first one?
Okay. Yes, I can. Okay, so we'll go LA. We'll go...
All right, I'm going to give you that. Yeah, it's a veteran stadium, but yes.
Adelaide Oval.
Yes.
We're going to go over in Perth.
You're going to say
Optus?
The Wacker.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That's
Optus.
Three.
We're going to go the MCG.
Yes, four.
We're going to go Lang Park.
Yes, five.
We're going to go Suncorp Stadium.
No.
Same place.
But it's different. It's refurbed, okay?
I'll give him that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong, but okay.
ANZ Stadium. Okay?
Yes.
We're going to go Townsville New Stadium, Queensland. Yes. Country Credit.
Yes.
We're going to go here at Seabus Stadium.
Yes.
How many is that?
1, 2, okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, we're going to go to the SFS.
Yes.
Are you still killing it there?
9.
Okay. And we're also going to go to... We're going to go to...
Adelaide.
No helping.
Adelaide Oval.
No, that's it. That is it. No, I'm not allowed to help you.
Okay. Adelaide Oval.
You already had that one.
I didn't help him.
Oh, you know, we did.
Bullshit. You already had... Okay. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 missing.
Oh. Okay. And then we're going to go to... Let me see.
Can I help him?
We're going to go... There's never an
origin. You're going to help with one.
Okay, give me one.
Olympic Park?
Which one?
In Melbourne?
Shit, that's the one that was going to do him in. Yes, yeah. You got that. Excuse my language, yeah. Everyone. I wanted that Kit Kat. All right.
You can have them anyway. I said Matt Sprinter.
There's right. Two venues to go. You only... Yeah. There's three venues to go. You need two.
You go, boys. You go.
There's some obvious ones here.
Alliance? Broncos just to play out.
Oh, Mount Gravatt.
QE2.
Yeah, 2001.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to count that. I counted the ANZ as that, but I'm going to count them both now.
Yeah.
One more venue, and you get the Kit Kat Chunky.
Oh, the boys can have it. I don't need it. I'm straight.
What do you reckon?
After have Max Brenner. I don't know. You've actually got me, Dean.
Have we got all the Melbourne? Hey. Have we got all the Melbourne stadiums? No. I think what?
Oh, yeah, you know where? I know, Marvel Stadium. Marvel Stadium.
12 out of 4.
That's what we do. Queenslander.
Kit Kat Chunky. With a bit of help from Gerds and MG. Yeah. The one you will miss.
Yeah.
Everyone at home. The Sydney Cricket Ground.
Oh.
See, it was always... Yeah.
SCG.
82 to 87.
Yeah, that was that famous one where Greg Dowling.
Yeah, off the crossbar.
Yes, Ian Rice.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's it.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, we'll get back to normal after
well
this.
Well done,
Alan. Rocks the footy.
Thanks to Ream and McDonald's. Let's go. State of Origin.
Yes, indeed. Tweet us from wherever you're listening. Oh, we always get a big audience from the UK and other parts of Europe on nights like this. It's mid-morning there and probably nice and warm. And it's not a bad night on the Gold Coast at all as we get ready for State of Origin 3. And Ben Dobbin has former Queensland star with him right now. I think it's Nate Miles.
Nate Miles, end of an Origin series. It's had its ups, it's had its downs. It's been tough. Can Queensland get the job done here in front of a home crowd tonight?
Yeah, for sure, mate. I definitely think so. A little bit more excited this time in regards to our attacking potency. So, yeah, we look forward to defending well and starting a bit better than we did the last two.
How hard's it been in this bubble? I mean, we all look at it and say they're professionals, but, I mean, you're an ex-footballer. You've had to go into the bubble as well. How tough has it been?
To be honest with you, mate, I've always said I've been overpaid, but I don't think you could pay me enough to be doing that.
Really?
Yeah. It's not my kettle of fish, brother.
Yeah. What's been the hardest part about the last two games? I mean, the criticism from the South has been extensive. Do you think it's been warranted?
It's always warranted when you're not winning, mate, you know. Sometimes for New South Wales, they don't need to be winning to voice their opinions. I think a lot of... the media and the media outlets and certain individuals in the media game aren't really looking after the NRL and the rugby league in a whole. They just want to make a name for themselves and say some outlandish things. I think the process for us tonight has just got to be about taking our opportunities. That's something New South Wales have done really well, and I think the disappointing thing for us is, you know, whether or not people think it, the effort's been put in, it just hasn't been executed well.
They've had a trouble scoring points. Does Ponga add some more sparking? Should we expect more than what has been 4 points over two games tonight from Queensland?
Yes and yes.
Mate, thanks so much, sir. It's been a tough camp. Is Greeny all right? Have you got around him and given him a hug?
Hey, many hugs, mate, many hugs. But none under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Gee, short, sharp and to the point, Nate Miles. That was good stuff there with Dobbo. And we're about 15 minutes away from kickoff. Del, are they better? Is this Queensland outfit? They mightn't win tonight. Well, they might win, who knows? But what I'm saying is this a better lineup than games one and game two?
I think it's a better balanced lineup. I think we all know Valentine Holmes, he can play fullback, but he's a better finisher. Kalen Ponga obviously adds that X factor, and we just know he brings so much to a team. But it's not going to mean much unless their forward pack do its job. I think Kurt Capewell, mate, we all know that he's a better back rower and better off the bench. I don't know what they were doing for two games putting him in there. I don't just blame Greeny for that selection. Also, that falls on Nate Miles and obviously Jonathan Thurston. You know, you're putting someone like Kurt Capewell on Tom Trbojevic, not just his fault. But even tonight, I'm nervous for Hamiso. Mate, I don't care how good you are at NRL level. I know that the kid's exciting, but you're going up against the juggernaut here of a team, but you're going up against a bloke who's in career best form.
Mm.
Like, whatever happens tonight, good luck to the young kid. I'm so happy for him. But I honestly would have put Brimson in the centres. Brimson's got to be in your 13. I watched Brimson come through the system, the junior system. A lot of Dakiri's coaching. We had this conversation about a week ago. Mate, start Brimson. You need to outscore, New South Wales. I know Hamiso plays there. Brimson can play fullback anywhere. But Brimson's a utility. I've seen him play 5-8 for Queensland, do a good job. Hamiso, I wish him luck tonight, and hopefully he proves me wrong. The side is better balanced. Obviously, Ben Hunt, I think, offers more. Andrew McKellar's a solid player. He'll make 50 tackles. But Ben Hunt offers you a lot more out of number nine there. And then I like the bench. The bench is a good makeup. Unfortunately, David Fifita suspended. But it's a lot more settled.
Kalen Ponga, everyone's going to talk about his attack, and we know how good he is in those situations. He's also really good defensively. He's also a guy that's, you know, his main role, and it has been for a period of time and at all different levels. He's played three origins before, is at fullback, whereas Val Holmes is a guy that's transitioned into fullback over the last couple of seasons. And there's probably areas of his game that he's probably not as consistent at as Kalen. And the other thing that Kalen will bring, he can just turn the momentum of a game. And, you know, we spoke about Queensland and the lack of their ability to convert opportunities when given good field position, which has been rare, but he's a guy that can get the ball in his own half and make something happen on an edge. And I think that's something that they haven't had previously going into the game. He's a guy that can, you know, get Tabuai Fadeau into a situation coming out of his own end, give him a little bit of space and allow him to just change the momentum when things are going against him. And I think that could be really important for him tonight.
Do they? I've only got 20 seconds, MG. Do they lose much the Blues for having Finucane in the front row?
No, not at all. In fact, I think that strengthens it. he's they call him Chaos for a reason, and he'll bring chaos to the Queensland forwards tonight. He's a guy who's in great form.
That was a great piece by Nick Walker in the paper.
Loved it.
If you're the West Tigers, how do you not want that bloke at your club? It's unbelievable.
The Bulldogs, anywhere that's struggling, you have him.
All right, Origin 3 coming up right after this live on Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.